469-4000. Equality at work, your right, EEOC's job.
And this is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 6:59 is the Sounds of Praise time, and you're wondering where this great gospel music is coming from. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app. 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, April 24th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're featuring new music, top hits of the year 2016, and local artists. On this last set, you heard William McDowell with the medley To the Chief Musician and Life. Mary Mary followed with Walking. Smokey Norfolk was next with No Greater Love, and that was so nice we went back and played that one twice. LaRue Howard was next with How Great Is Our God, and we just heard Pastor John P. Key along with Miranda Curtis Willis and the New Life Community Choir in Level Next, and we went back and played that one twice as well. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. Our phone number, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. Karen Clark Sheard, My Words Have Power.
Oh, all right, company, we gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together, come on. Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all, tell the story. Go on and speak it.
I have been given the authority.
Yes, I have.
I can mount by the words that I say.
Yes, I can.
I have power.
Yes, you can.
That's been in me. I decree God's favor.
I get the power.
Resting on me. I know my word.
Decree the favor.
My word.
Your word.
Have power.
Got what?
Have power.
I hear you. Everybody, come on. Put your hands together like this.
Joshua Copeland here on Sounds of Praise. Let it rise. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, a local artist, Caroline Mbisti, along with Nehemiah and Without You here on Sounds of Praise.
Trying to hustle, but you came and cleaned up my mess. Christ came and took away the stress, and I bet people thought I wasn't ready yet. Sky's the limit, I'm flying like a jet. My big bro said I have cribs where he lived. Gave his life exactly what he did. For God loved the world, he gave his only son. At the cross, mission complete, he got a deal. Christian, yeah, I'm proud of that. Took up my cross every day, he got my back. Caroline and Nehemiah on the track for the Lord, we spit fire.
Your mercy.
7:17 here on Sounds of Praise, Caroline and Bitsy and Nehemiah with Without You. And they testified that their life without Jesus was meaningless. And there may be many of you out there who are living without Jesus and living meaningless lives. No matter what you may accomplish, it always leaves you short. Always leaves you wanting more. And what God is saying is you come to Him through faith in Jesus Christ. He will supply all that you need. Pastor Donnie McClurk and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise. Come as you are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon His name, answer.
At this point in time in Sounds of Praise, I always say this is the most important part of the program, where those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ can enter into His saving grace and His keeping power. And I think that's the most important part, because so many people never come because they say, I can't live that kind of life. No, you can't. No one else can either. But God will live His life in you. If you surrender yourself to Him, He will live His life through you. He will provide all that you need to continue to move ever forward and upward in His perfect will. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you would repeat these words after me to God, and if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation this very day in your life. Tasha Cobb sang earlier in the program, immediately. When you come to faith in Christ, He will immediately provide His salvation. Karen Clark shared a little while ago, my words have power. Yes, they do. When you direct your words to the Lord Jesus Christ, He has the power to bring His salvation alive within you by the Holy Spirit. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I am without You. I am without Jesus and His great salvation gift. But I want all that to change according to Your promise in Your word. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I need this day, Your salvation gift. And I look to Jesus so that He might provide that which He suffered and died on the cross for, payment for all my sin. But because He is the sinless Christ, You were able to raise Him from death on the third day so that I might receive the totality of His salvation. which is forgiveness and eternal life with him. So I thank you for all you're accomplishing in my life this day and in the days that are going to be ahead for me, so that I might be a witness, a testimony to others of the wondrous things that can happen when a person surrenders themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for all you're accomplishing now and in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done it, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our number in the studio here is 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. You have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you to what church you should get involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Or like I said, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V-B, at Verizon.net. That's D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But we pray that you give your life to him today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Come as you are. He will receive you. Oh, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton inviting you to come as you are. And we pray that you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if so, please contact us so we can send you that material. Like I said, you can call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. Our phone number here in the studio, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We have some material to send to you to help you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B. V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. 7:31 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're way behind schedule, but we're praying that many have come to faith in Christ. And if so, that makes it all worthwhile. But we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, same number to call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with us as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And this is Pray as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry.
Hey. it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask, just ask. It will be given to you. See, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Just ask, just ask. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who
Anthony Evans here on the When You Pray, When You Praise segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and that was Ask. And before that, we were at Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, and we're actually praising God with her. She's had another medical procedure and is praising God for his healing. Michelle of Medford, praising God for the healing that is taking place in her body. She had another medical procedure. We're praying for JC. JC has had knee surgery, and then the following week she had surgery for kidney stones. We are believing that God is doing a great work in her life, but to have two surgeries like that so close together, we're praying for continued touch on her body. JC, who's had knee surgery and kidney stone surgery. We're praying for LS. The family's lost a loved one. We're praying that God's going to minister in their lives. LS, the family's lost a loved one. And then we're praying for YW. God's continued touch on her body. YW, that God would continue to touch her body. Also praying for her family, that God would be strengthen them in their role as caregivers. The family of YW, God's continued touch on her body, her family members be strengthened in their role as caregivers. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you because you're God, and beside you there is none other. And when we are faced with situations that are above and beyond our ability to handle, we can turn them all over to you because you care for us and you're able to minister to our every need. So we thank you for how you're working in the life of Michelle of Medford. Lord, we pray you continue to minister powerfully in her behalf. Thank you for what you've done already, how she's feeling better physically because of what you're doing in her life. And we pray, oh Lord, that you continue to minister her life as well spiritually. May she be comforted and strengthened and blessed and anointed. And may your presence just flow out from her life because of all that she's receiving from your hand and all of her other desires, Lord, all of her other needs. May they be received because of her faith in you and because of those who are praying for her and lifting her up continually before your throne. May great and wondrous things take place in that life as you use her for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for JC, who has had knee surgery and kidney stone surgery, both within about 2 weeks apart, Father, we pray you administer a powerful in the life of your servant, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, you brought her safely through the surgery now. Lord, we're looking to you through the surgeries, and we're looking to you, Almighty God, to complete the healing and strengthen her. And may she realize her help has come from the Lord, who made both heaven and earth, and what you've done in creation, you're able to do in her life as well. And we praise you for bringing her through the surgeries, and may healing take place, and may she recognize it's come from your hand, and in turn yield herself to you and to your control, so you might work even more powerfully in her life in the days which are ahead. And we thank you for victories in her life. In Jesus' blessed name we pray, amen. And for LS and her family who lost a loved one, we pray, oh Lord, you administer powerfully in the lives of these individuals. Lord, we know how it is to lose a loved one. We pray, oh God, you administer powerfully and provide the strength that you alone can give. May the victory that is in this situation be manifested in each and every life. When we can say that, because your word says all things work together for good to those who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. So minister powerfully in her behalf and all of the other family members as well. And may great and mighty things take place even through the loss of this loved one as others step up to fill in the role that she played in her life before you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for YW, we pray that you would continue to strengthen her, Lord, and continue to deliver her. And remember her family members as well. May they be strengthened in their role as caregivers. We bring this family before you, Lord, and we pray, oh Lord, you administer powerfully in their behalf. We know that when things look dark, you are there. You said you will be the light of the world. We pray you would shine the light of your gospel into each and every member of that family right now. May they take strength and comfort in you. May their faith look up to you. May they continue to rest and trust in you. So the things that seem impossible with man might be manifested in their life, because nothing is too hard for you to accomplish in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. So we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, the great and mighty works that are going to be done, and the great praise and honor that's going to be brought to your name because of how you're working in their behalf and all you're going to accomplish, so that many might be blessed and strengthened through their testimony of how you've worked in their behalf. And may others be won into the kingdom, and others come to know you and grow stronger in you. And we thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Want to let you know, if you don't know already, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still contact us at our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive your request. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians out there in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. If no one answers, leave a message. It's what we're paying Verizon to do, to record the messages that we can't answer in person. 781-648-5158 with your prayer requests or your praise reports. 749 here on Sounds of Praise. I've been enjoying myself. We've had some really good new music and top hits, and we're going to do the same next Sunday as well, I do believe. I am working on my schedule, actually. Now, my schedule got kind of really hung up because I'm in the process of moving my office from my den into the basement. And a lot of things, like in the sports show today, I forgot a lot of my notes, so therefore they're somewhere in transition between the den and the basement office. But once I get everything settled there, I expect to have a lot of things caught up on and everything else. We know that Mother's Day is coming, and so we got to get a program ready for that. Pentecost Sunday is ahead of us as well. So we have a lot of things to work on, so you pray for us. My book is in process. I've told a lot of people recently that the book, from my perspective, is finished. I've turned it over to my editor, and she has the first 10 chapters that she's working on, feverishly, I hope. And as soon as we get that done, we're going to be giving it to a publishing company. We're going to self-publish, and we're going to have all the other information as soon as it's ready. And we have some material that we're sending out to those who are interested in what's going on with the book and the other parts of the ministry as well. So if you like that, you can, when you call, you can ask for that material. We'd be glad to send it out to you as well. 7:51, the Sounds of Praise time. We can get maybe two more songs in before we go off the air. Like I said, we'll be back next Sunday with more new music and top hits of the year 2016, and some more local artists as well. For those of you who've given your life to Christ today, and I'm saying that by faith, we want to let you know that you are now connected spiritually as well as physically to the greatest man, Vashon Mitchell, Israel Houghton, and the Singers here on Sounds of Praise.
Jesus is the greatest man I know. Lift your voice and say, Jesus is the greatest man alive. Make the moon stop.
Make the moon stop.
The land is seen.
Jesus is the man of authority.
Oh, Jesus is the greatest man alive.
Oh, Jesus is the worthy Lamb.
He's the worthy Lamb of God.
Jesus is the worthy Lamb of
God. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
That is why we bow before the throne.
Yeah.
Knowing you are God.
You are God alone.
Jesus is the greatest.
greatest man I know. I dare you lift your hands in this building and open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say, oh,